Welcome to an interview with Ralph Rosignolo. Ralph is the nursing director at Sentara Lee Hospital in Virginia. This is an acute care facility with over 80,000 emergency patient visits. He has been using the UBQ team assignment system for over 2 years. Ralph, thanks for being here. Please tell us about how and why you started using the UBQ system.
We were first introduced to UBQ and the team assignment system when we did and conducted a site visit to Kaiser South Sacramento Hospital. The reason for that visit was we were challenged with trying to reduce our treat and release times, and it was a fairly significant goal that we were handed and knew we had to do something very, very different. So we were introduced to the team out in Sacramento. We were given an opportunity to fly out there. It was a very quick kind of 24-hour turnaround trip. Learned about their entire process change. And to be honest with you, we saw the team assignment system in use, but we didn't really focus much on that. I think that was kind of hard to take in at the time. And we focused in predominantly on the process improvement changes. But in the midst of implanting those improvement processes within Lee, team assignment system came up when I was talking to Dr. Browder. So that's when we really reached out to the UBQ team and said, hey, you know, while we were touring Sacramento, we saw this computer system. I think we're ready to really kind of talk about it. Can you tell us about this system, how it functions, how to use it? We really didn't understand much about it at the time we were there. And it started from that initial conversation. It's really worked out to our benefit. I've always said TAS is the glue that holds this entire program together. So we've been using it now, I want to say three and a half years, and it has worked.
Thank you. What were some of your concerns, if any, prior to implementing UBQ? Were these concerns justified?
You know, there's probably two. Everything we've done with our process improvement project was, what are the challenges that are going to impact our physician colleagues, and what are those challenges that's going to impact kind of operations and nursing? And they're two opposingly different concerns that I found with team assignment system. You know, from a nursing perspective, it's kind of workflow, the data entry, understanding the system. You know, who's going to actually do this work, and how tedious is it going to be, and how is it going to impact overall kind of nursing operations? From a doctor perspective, I think it was harder. But the initial rollout, I think, went smoothly. We were able to roll it out in a concise enough methodology that the nursing team was able to learn kind of quickly that this wasn't a huge increase in workflow. That it kind of tied in to what they were doing. I think the part that was validated for us is when we were in Sacramento, we recognized how much the physicians lived and died off of the screen. Everybody had it up, everybody managed by the team assignment system. And I was curious to see if our physician team was going to embrace it to the same level. That was validated. What I found was that almost immediately the docs embraced UBQ, they embraced the team assignment system. They actually argued back and forth about, you know, whose patients were going where, which was a good thing to see. There's like a motivation there, and that has worked out very well. And to the point I said, we did this big process improvement project, which would have had a measure of success, but team assignment system and that UBQ product is what really drove it, that extra percentage, and keeps it running efficiently.
Thank you. What would you say are some of the biggest improvements that you've seen in your ED since implementing the program?
Well, there's been so many. I think one is the no-wait philosophy that we put in place. The UBQ system helps us to maintain that. It's increased accountability on both the nursing and physician side. It's helped with some of the behavioral issues, you know, where you have slower teams or faster teams. It really balances out the workload. So the faster teams aren't getting penalized because of the slower teams can't keep up with the workflow. And it really kind of segments down the operation to, you can find the problem right away. So in the past, you'd have 10 people in your waiting room. Who owns those patients? No one really owns them. It's hard to figure out what the problem is. With team assignment system, you can immediately see what clinical team is getting behind and what is going on at that moment live, so you can push resources to that location and say, at least have the conversation, what's going on, why are you getting behind, what do you need, and then push the appropriate resources they need to get caught back up. The workload balancing, I think, is the number one benefit we've seen.
Are there any challenges you've had after implementing the program?
No, I think the system is fairly easy. I know we've had a desire to link it in with Epic, so we don't have to have two different platforms running at the same time. I wouldn't say that's a barrier at all. You kind of get used to that workflow, but having it link into Epic would be a benefit. It's reliable. We haven't had many technical issues at all throughout the 3 years we've been using the system. I can't say there's been any significant negative that's come up. I think the number one thing that comes up from visiting providers that aren't used to using it is the push methodology and the balancing. It's uncomfortable for them, but after they've done it for a while, it becomes intuitive.
Have there been any changes in nursing staff morale or turnover?
We have seen a reduction in turnover. That's a complex one to key in on. I can't say it's due to any one single opportunity. I think one, getting the nursing resources that are in place, helping to support. We have a very young nursing graduate, kind of population. When it comes to team assignment system and the process improvement project, we're now several generations kind of downstream, where many of the new baby nurses that are coming in have never worked under the old model. They have no idea what that means. And the senior nurses that have been there throughout this entire journey have been the most vocal, saying that they would never, ever, ever go back to the way we've done business. So that's inclusive. That's inclusive of the team model that we have, the use of UBQ and TAS, our whole process improvement project, because people truly don't wait with this system in place. So I think the nursing and embracing the product and embracing the system has been a big win for us.
Do you have the ability for nurses to flex up or down at your facility?
We do have a call program, and we do flex down. Flexing up beyond our call program is difficult, but we do use a flex down methodology when the patient population is low.
What has been your experience with flexing schedules? Have you had any difficulty finding nurses wanting to go home early?
No, not traditionally. We're just kind of coming off of the busy time of the year. We're going into the summer, so flexing down has not been an issue for us at all. I typically, ebbs and flows, where if we start, flexing a lot, people start, kind of getting a little anxious, and we put programs in place to make that fair. But at this point in time, and with the number of staff we have on board, we have about 130 folks on board. There's always somebody that's willing to head out for a couple hours at the end of their shift.
Are there nursing team members who use the system more than others? And how difficult has it been to train or onboard these members?
Well, we've kind of limited some of the interaction. It's kind of funny because from a physician perspective, every doctor looks at it. It's at their workstation, and they live off of TAS. From a nursing perspective, it's a little bit different. We've centralized the team assignment system in our pivot or front entryway process. So when those patients are coming in, the triage nurse or pivot nurse will enter that information about arrival, chief complaint, and it tells us what team. And also with our charge nurse, it's really then voluntary for the rest of the nursing team if they want to have it up, if they want to have it, to look at it to get an idea of the workflow. I think the doctors embrace it more. It kind of makes their workload a little bit more predictive, and they can see what's going on. We have not turned on the texting capability to the nursing team yet. We're still kind of playing around with that conceptually. And if we turn that on, then I think they would be in that system a little bit more. So the way it's used right now is there's two primary folks from a nursing perspective that touch the system. Everybody else knows about it. they can certainly interact with it if they want to. We don't mandate it that it has to be up for their team to use. The doctors are really the ones that are.
Any other thoughts or words of advice that you might want to share with other emergency departments who are considering implementing the system?
Yeah, well, as I stated before, to me, the EBQ system is truly the driver behind any process improvement project. It's uncomfortable because it's a push system and it does increase accountability, but it's also significantly impacting flow through your department from a patient centricity perspective. It really is working to the benefit of your faster teams. And it balances out workflow and it makes the work environment much more relaxed, believe it or not, in a somewhat predictable environment. So I have always been an advocate of the system. It has truly been the glue that holds everything together. I couldn't imagine trying to operationalize our day-to-day patient flow without this system. We would have to put an entire FTE to do just that. And it also depersonalizes all the patient movement. So if a doc or a team gets a patient, there's really nobody to yell at. It's this kind of UBQ computer that's out there that pushed it to them, but it's also doing so in a known rule structured fair methodology that they can't really get angry about. So I'm very much an advocate of the program. It's done well for us.
Ralph, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your UBQ experience with us.